I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in this morning. In the studio with me are co-producers Clara Rice and Carla Walker, co-producers of TEDx Cincinnati, coming up this week, specifically on Thursday evening from 7 to 9. It is focusing on a theme this time, Every Citizen a Diplomat, and here to talk about TEDx Cincinnati and TED are Clara and Carla. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin for those who might be uninitiated or have seen it in print and not know. What exactly is TED, Clara?
So TED is a nonprofit organization, and their mission is that they're devoted to ideas worth spreading. It started as a four-day conference in California about 26 years ago, and it's supporting world-changing ideas with multiple initiatives. The leading thinkers of the world have been asked to speak. Most of the format of it is usually small talks, 6 to 12 minutes, which are concise enough to keep the audience's attention, but are still robust enough to cover a wide range of topics. Past TED speakers have included Bill Gates, Jane Goodall, Elizabeth Gilbert,
Bono.
And UK, yes, Bono, mm-hmm. UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Two major TED events are held each year, one in Long Beach and then one in Edinburgh. TEDx is an independently organized event. So TED has some overriding rules for individually localized events, but TEDx is central to a specific city or region. TEDx Cincinnati has been around for a couple of years and has already had three or four sold-out events so far, and we hope this one will be the next sold-out event.
And some great thinking and great ideas come out of these TED Talks. I have seen some just blow-your-mind speeches that happen, but usually they focus on one subject or another. This time, Every Citizen a Diplomat is the theme for this TEDx Cincinnati. Carla, why Every Citizen is a Diplomat? And tell me how this ties in with the Sister Cities International.
Okay, so Sister Cities International selected Cincinnati to host their 2012 conference for Midwestern states, and that's taking place on October 5th and October 6th of this week. It became very clear in the planning of this conference that one advantage we could have is organizing a TEDx event. And so we partnered with TEDx Cincinnati, the group here locally, and Jamie Edelhart to help us put this event together. So the thought is, the basic concept behind Sister Cities International is this idea of citizen-to-citizen diplomacy. How can we actually affect and enhance peace building at the local level? And Sister Cities has been around for a little more than 50 years. So locally here in crafting this TEDx Cincinnati talk, what we wanted to do was invite really dynamic speakers who here in Cincinnati, unbeknownst to a lot of people, are working on a number of projects and initiatives that connect either school children or businesses or organizations with a global entity. Speakers like Bob Herring, who is from the Principal of Nativity School in Pleasant Ridge, who has for years has been creating an incredible student exchange project at Nativity. Working on that project, he is putting himself out there as a citizen diplomat and actually as an ambassador for Cincinnati to other communities and to other cultures. And so we thought it might be very helpful for the audience here in Greater Cincinnati region in going into the Sister Cities Conference to get a real flavor and feel for what a citizen diplomat does and actually introduce them to citizen diplomats who are in their own backyard.
Well, as I was reading through the materials before the interview, I looked at your lineup of speakers, and I was surprised. As you said, people here locally who are doing some amazing things. Let's talk about some of the other TEDx Cincinnati speakers that will be there on Thursday. You mentioned Bob Herring, principal of the Nativity School. Carlos Reyes.
So this is interesting. Carlos, out of the speakers that we have lined up, and Claire and I have been very, very involved in identifying the speakers and seeking them out and securing them. But Carlos is, and there's one other individual on the lineup who is not from Cincinnati. Carlos is actually from Washington, D.C., but he is, as I am a member of the board of directors for Sister Cities International, but has an incredible background. He is a recent graduate of Georgetown University's Foreign Service program and already has background of probably 15 years doing student exchanges, operating and working with organizations that do some sort of global connectivity to communities. So he's going to be amazing. The other person who is not from Cincinnati is a wonderful young woman by the name of Jenny Bukos, who some years ago founded an organization called ProjectExplorer.org. And it is an online platform that provides school children and teachers and communities with educational materials and documentaries about different cultures. And it's all free online. It's just amazing. But here locally, there are a couple of people in Cincinnati, and I find this to be true with a lot of the projects I get myself involved in here. There are so many people doing some incredible work, but they just don't get the oxygen or the ink, you know, to promote it. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to hear David Lee's presentation. I mean, I don't know if anyone has been over to, or how many times you've been over to Phuong Thong, but it is an amazing story he has about his life and his experiences and kind of creating this amazing restaurant down in Findlay Market.
In addition to speakers, I want to point out that we have a couple of performers.
Oh, yes.
Typically in a TEDx or a TED setting, you will have some speakers, but also to kind of mix things up, you'll have some performers. Mm-hmm. So we're delighted to have the Piacoto Dance and Drum Theater, who has been around since 1994 and has been sharing their unique blend of African drum and dance heritage all over the world. They have 90 authentic traditional dances in their repertoire. Mm-hmm. And have been traveling all over, like I said, all over the world, bringing that culture and breaking down those cultural barriers through music. We are also an organization that's very dear to my heart, the Young Professionals Choral Collective of Cincinnati.
Oh, yes.
This is an organization that's only been around since November, but already has 130 singers on its roster. They went to the World Choir Games in July, and just in their first year came in second in their group and mm-hmm. got a silver medal. And so Kellyanne Nelson, who is a very sought-after conductor and a speaker and musician, a choral musician, is going to be talking about her experience bringing this group of young professionals together, meeting other choirs from all over the world, performing with them, and again, breaking down these cultural barriers through music. One thing I want to point out is there this it could be not be more timely to have this event, because technology is bringing the world closer mm-hmm. and closer together, but at the same time, with our iPhones, with our iPads, people are becoming isolated and kind of becoming a silo and getting into their own head and into their own world. So I think particularly with Jenny Bukos, particularly with Bob Herring, that are getting to the youth and teaching them that they are not citizens of downtown. They are not citizens of Cincinnati.
Right.
They're not citizens of Ohio. They're citizens of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's time to remind people of that.
I think it's critical to also point out, on the heels of the World Choir Games, I mean, I think Cincinnati and this region really began to see that there is some connectivity there. And I really believe that we have an opportunity in this region to leverage that. And hopefully, through organizations like Sister Cities International, and quite honestly, there are a number of nonprofits that work in this realm of connecting people to other cultures. One of the things we did for the Sister Cities Conference is craft something called a Diversity Partnership Alliance, which is working with groups like the World Affairs Council, the different affinity chambers like the Hispanic Chamber, the Chinese Chamber, the Taiwanese Association, the German American Citizens League. They're helping to spread the word also about this concept of citizen diplomacy at the TEDx Cincinnati event and what it means to be global from a local destination. And I can't agree with you more, Clara. This is very, very timely, especially since everyone is connected, for the most part, to their iPhone or to their Android. And it makes it so much easier to connect with friends all over the place. Here in Cincinnati, one of the things we do need to take into consideration is, how can we project Cincinnati to the world? And I think from watching what happened with the World Choir Games over the 2 weeks of activity and energy and celebration, people began to actually see Cincinnati, not just Cincinnatians, but people from all over the world. And I think this is a wonderful thing for us at this point. It's kind of almost at a tipping point, which is great.
A great way to learn more about becoming a diplomat, every citizen a diplomat, the theme of the TEDx Cincinnati event coming up on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Previous events have sold out, so if you'd like tickets, you better get tickets soon. You'll find a link to the TEDx Cincinnati site at our website, wvxu.org. I've been speaking with Clara Rice and Carla Walker, co-producers of the TEDx Cincinnati event, Every Citizen, a Diplomat. Thank you, ladies, for being here this
morning.
Thank
you so much. Appreciate it.